All right, good evening. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Club Radio Club repeater at 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informational net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priorities at all times and can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. All right, the Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on April 19th, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start at should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. All right, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? I will now pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
This is KD2JWC, Matt and Oneana, checking in by Echolink.
All right, Matt, KD2JWC, Net recognizes you. Go ahead, take the floor.
Good evening, Kevin. Good evening to everyone up in North Country, everyone listening. Currently showing 28 degrees and no wind chill, which is actually kind of nice. Partly cloudy outside, so it's kind of more winter-like now. Not really much going on my end, just kind of sitting here. Figured I'd try to check in on the net tonight and working on a few things. So I'm not going to tie the repeater down for too long. Hope everyone's well and 7-3s to all. And this is KD2JWC back to net control.
Okay, Matt, it sounds like you and I both have the same temperature. I've got 28 over here under partly cloudy skies also. Was checking out the Super Bowl 50 in the background here, and I've been working on the weather forecast for this week. Looks like starting Monday night into Tuesday, Wednesday, and probably right through the end of the week, looks like on and off chances of light snow here and there, nothing huge. Looks like the bigger higher amounts are going to be down south of us in the Pennsylvania area. But hold on to your socks. It sounds like next weekend at this time we could be in the deep freeze as the coldest air mass of the season will be moving in. So I tell you what, we'll move forward here. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
N2PFM.
All right, N2PFM, George, go ahead. The microphone is all yours.
Well, good evening, Kevin James and everyone else on the net. No stop Super Bowl for me. I got no interest at all in sports any way, shape, or form anyway. So it's probably where everybody else is probably watching it now. I have no interest in that at all, as I say. So anyway, had a good sermon in church today and all, and I got to go see something about some of my mother's paperwork tomorrow. They want to lop off the nursing home Medicaid, saying I had to have a certain form. They don't know how to get it to start. I had no luck with anything, and I had to contact Assemblyman Blankenbush's office, and I think they're helping me to get that, but I got to make sure tomorrow what's going on. They want to lop her off Wednesday, but the thing is, even if they do, they can't kick her out of the nursing home because they can't make an unsafe discharge. There's no one else, no place to send her. So with that, we'll say God bless. 73's M2 PFM clear.
Yeah, George, I have to admit, those are some of the tough battles we have to deal with, you know, when our parents get up in years, and I know I'm dealing with stuff like that with my dad right now, and it's a challenge, so just trying to keep the playing field level is the main thing. That's what they're trying to accomplish. So, hey, George, I was just curious, did you have a temperature and conditions up your way? This is KD2FPM, net control.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to give that to you. Yes, we got a temperature of 31 degrees. Temperature range today was 25 to 37. And did have a fair amount of sunshine today. 73 is M2 PFM clear.
All right, George. Yeah, in fact, down here, I think we hit 46 with sunny skies this afternoon here. So it's kind of weird to be out there on the 7th of February, and it felt more like the 7th of April for a bit. So that's kind of weird. So, all right, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins. Come now, please. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please. All right, station calling. Try again. See if you can get to a different location or up your power. I was not able to copy you. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, I think that was KC2OJU. I'm not 100% sure I caught that right, but go ahead, try again. Okay, yeah, forgive me. I guess you must be really in a bad spot to get into the repeater here, and I was not able to copy all that entirely. I caught bits and pieces of it, so forgive me for not being able to hear you. I know you know this net takes place every night at 9 o'clock, so you're always welcome to check in. That's much appreciated. So still looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service. Okay, yeah, I'm still not able to copy, and forgive me, it's really challenging to hear at this location, so, yeah, I do apologize, it's really scratchy trying to catch you, and forgive me. Still looking for other check-ins or any other comments or queries. This is KD2FPM. N2PFM, this is KD2FPM. George, were you able to copy that station at all?
I just barely was able to copy his call sign. I don't know where he is or whatever, but definitely no way to copy. It was too full of static, N2PFM.
Yeah, I wish I could copy him. It's so difficult. He's really in the mud, as they would say. And I feel bad because I would love to be able to chat with him, too. And I like I say, forgive me. George, I was just verifying maybe it wasn't something on my end that I wasn't able to pull it right. So if you're hearing the same thing, that means I'm getting the same thing. So, all right. Well, I tell you what, we'll move along. Still looking for any or other check-ins or late check-ins, that is, or any comments or queries. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. N2PFM, this is KD2FPM. George, did you happen to catch that gentleman's call sign?
I think you had it right before what you said, but that was it. That's about all I was able to copy. N2PFM clear.
Okay, thank you, George. Yeah, I just want to make sure, because I had KC2OJU, I believe, is what I was copying. So I hope I had that right. To that station, I hope you're able to get in here again at some point, because I know we'd love to be able to find out more about where you're at and what was going on. So, all right, I'll give one more shout-out for any other possible late check-ins, comments, or queries. This is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 9:18 local time and return the frequency and repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, and that would be KD2, JWC, Matt, N2PFM, George, and I believe we had a call sign of KC2OJU. Hopefully we'll be able to catch that person again down the road. Like I say, I want to thank everyone who checked in. I want to thank those that listened tonight, too. I'll say 7-3. This is KD2FPM. I will be clear, and I will also be clearing to the Echolink system and thank those that make Echolink possible. Till next time, 7-3 and clear. KD2FPM out.
This is KD2JWC. I will be clearing this frequency through Echolink. Thank you, everyone. 7-3s to all, and hopefully to catch you tomorrow night. KD2JWC is clear.
N2PFM, this is KD2FPM back on frequency. Are you still there, George?
Yes, I am. KB2FTM, this is N2PFM. Do you copy me at all?
Yeah, George, I have to wait for the tail to drop in just long enough so I can be able to pick up the transmit button. My apologies. That's the Echolink lag that's built into it. I just went through and I ran that call. I'm thinking it was Randy Johnson. It looks like KC2J. No, I forgot my call sign. That's good. Let me pull it back up here. Let's see here. OJU. KC2OJU. Looks like it's Randy Johnson, and looks like might have been in Carthage, so that could explain why that was such a long haul for Randy to make. So hopefully I got that right. I'm hoping really that I got that right.
Yeah, I believe so. That sounds about right.
I know I'm always amazed when I can make the trip from my Jeep as I'm driving south of Boonville, and I'm able to hit the Oneana repeater, and I know I was messing with Matt yesterday as I was on my way back through, and I keyed up between Alder Creek and Remsen, and I hit the Oneana repeater, but then I said, all right, I'll stop playing games. We went through the Alien repeater because it was a little bit better for both of us, because I was really pushing it out there hard to get to the Oneana repeater. So 80 miles from the antenna on my Jeep, I'm impressed.
Yes, that's for certain. I know from here I can, from the base, I can hit the 147 over there in Auburn, and that's over 100 miles. Yep.
All right, George, yeah, that's cool. All right, listen, I'll let you get back to what you were doing. I'm going to get bailing out of here because I got to get settled in for the night. N2PFM, KD2FPM, I will say 7-3, and I'll be clearing the Echolink system and bailing out of here, so I'll wait and clear on your final.
Okay, that's a roger, Kevin James. God bless, and 73 is for tonight. M2PFM clear.
Okay, George, take care of yourself. KD2FPM will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. Thanks, everyone. 7-3, good night. KD2FPM is out.
Is the repeater in use? Alright, bear with me here, folks. Coming at you via Echolink. This is KD2HKB for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. 10, which is currently being held on the 145.17 repeater. We are looking for any stations with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome. Please call now.
M2PFM, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
Alright, I think I got the stations down right. Might need to verify the first one. The first one I got you down is November 2, Papa Sierra Mike. If that's incorrect, please advise. And then I also have KC2NBU. Thank you both for your check-ins.
It is November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike, M2PFM.
Alrighty, November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike. Gotcha. Thank you very much again. This is the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, Oct 10, looking for stations with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome. I'll go ahead and make this my final call unless something else is heard. This is the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, Oct 10, KD2HKB, net control for this satellite session. Looking for any stations with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome. Final call. All right, with no further stations heard, I'd like to thank the stations who did check in this evening. Your check-in is very much appreciated, and we hope to hear you again tomorrow night. This is KD2HKB. I'll be clear.